Okay, go ahead.
All right. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Hi, Jamie. If you could call the roll, please.
Yes. Commissioner Briceño?
Present.
Commissioner Buck?
Here.
Commissioner Duran? Commissioner Faruqi?
Here.
Commissioner Kent?
Here.
Commissioner Leach?
Here.
Commissioner Lee?
Here.
Commissioner Matsuba?
Here.
Commissioner O'Neill?
Here.
Commissioner Steinberg? And Commissioner Wang, that we do have a quorum.
Fabulous. All right. Our first item, please.
Is open forum. If anybody from the public wishes to speak, if they could hit star 9 or the hand raise icon. And we do not have any attendees, so there are no requests to speak.
Okay, moving to our next item.
Is item number 2, review and reconsider state of emergency under AB 361 and make findings to continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19 as required by government code subsection 54959E3.
All right. Is there any discussion before we vote on it? How's everyone feeling about that? Okay. Ready to take a vote?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go for it.
I think we need a motion.
We need a motion. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We need a motion. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I make a motion.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay, the two dots. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I will
all
do
right.
The
take a vote.
Roll call. Okay, Commissioner Briceño?
Yes.
Commissioner Buck?
Yes.
Commissioner Duran? Commissioner Faruqi?
Aye.
Commissioner Kent?
Yes.
Commissioner Leach?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner Matsuba?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Neill?
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg? And Commissioner Wang. And it does pass.
Okay, great. Great, great. All right, moving on to our next item.
Item 3, request county add Driving Out Darkness OC Summit on Anti-Semitism and Hate, hosted by the Jewish Federation Orange County on August 30th, 2022 to the county master events calendar.
Yes, yeah, sure, Dorothy. Commissioner O'Neill. Mm-hmm.
No, I agree. I propose.
Oh, you're making a motion. Okay.
I'm making a motion.
We had a little discussion about that the last time, and I don't know, Renee, if you have a second to kind of go over how we get the things on the calendar, how we get items on the calendar. And
yeah, I'm happy to, but I think Norma has, she's not here today, but she does have someone subbing that's ready to speak on that. So was it you, Sarah? I'm sorry. I don't remember that. I've got a lot of emails in that.
It is. That's okay.
Great.
Okay, yeah.
So Sarah's filling in for Norma today. So go ahead, Sarah. And then I can chime in if you need some help. Okay.
Yep. No problem. So I actually have a bulleted list of things to mention.
Okay.
So let me go through and then see if it answers questions that you're already thinking about. So the county policy and procedure, as well as the commission bylaws, both the current and the amended pending the Board of Supervisors approval, the county and the
Renee,
and the
excuse
can you
me,
hear me
Renee mm-hmm. were you saying something? I'm sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that these are the current, the newest ones, the revised. So the Board of Supervisors approved on Tuesday, so we only have one set as of now. So
that's great.
Our current bylaws our current bylaws support what Sarah's saying, so okay. To ensure we're in compliance, Sarah's providing the background, so go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah. So that means commission bylaws, current, all. The county and the commission by extension supports sponsored events. Supported or sponsored events are to be included in the master calendars approved by the Board of Supervisors. So anything that we're putting forward needs to be approved by the Board of Supervisors. The purpose of the county master events calendar is to maximize recognition of county events. Of course, to increase public participation and promote county events as effectively as possible. The events the commission wishes to support must be included in the county master events calendar. It's updated annually and approved by the Board of Supervisors typically in June, so that's now, or the end of now, for the following fiscal year. Any additions to the calendar need to be approved by a quorum of the commission annually at the April meeting. Updates or requests outside of the annual update process, which is where we are now, require individual agenda staff reports for submission to the Board of Supervisors for consideration and approval. And they typically, those typically take 2 to 3 months to process.
I'm sorry, how long did you say? I couldn't understand.
Yeah, it says 2 to 3 months to process. So it may be possible to streamline the process if a member of the Board of Supervisors is involved. However, this process should not be assumed or dependent on. Each individual case will vary. And then the last thing that I have to share is going forward as a suggestion, the Commission's Communications Standing Committee may assume the duties for compiling the event information throughout the year and prepare a list of events and submit it to the county in April, once also approved by a quorum of the commission, of course, for inclusion in the annual county master events calendar.
Okay.
And then I just wanted to add that even if you include it and you decide not to do it, there's no harm, no foul. So try to include everything that you can think of throughout the year on this master list. And though we ask for dates, you could use dates like summer, spring, when it comes to the approval process. So as much information as you have in advance would be helpful. Sarah's right. It does take 2 to 3 months to process. We call it an ASR. It's an agenda staff report. And it's the same process that we go through to take the bylaws to the Board of Supervisors. If anytime we ask the Board of Supervisors to take action on an item, our county process is about 2 to 3 months. And it's because it goes through program, which would be my team. Then it goes to our accounting, our budget team to ensure, even if there's no funds, they still have to review it. And then it goes to county council for review. And then it comes back to the CEO's office for review. And then it comes back to Jamie's team, clerk of the board, to process the item on the agenda. So there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of various department involvement as well. So it's not like it's all within our Department of OC Community Resources. So unfortunately, that is the process.
Well, I'm glad that you pointed out that we can be a little vague and say coming in spring of the next year or whatever. And it's important for all of us, if we get wind of anything, to just go ahead and bring it up so we can get that process started and be on top of it and not just waiting until the event's about to happen. So, yeah. Dot, seemed like you had something you wanted to add to.
No, I guess I'm just concerned that with the way things are, that there are, for lack of a better description, pop-up events mm-hmm. that are certainly worth our attention and perhaps even worth our representation at some point. And I guess the timeline is just a little startling to me that it takes that long and that it's steeped in that much bureaucracy.
So I just want to, I agree, I think that the process is lengthy and that is the intent of this annual calendar. But I do understand what you're saying, that these events, pop up and sometimes they're first annual, so you had no advance notice. But it doesn't prohibit you from attending. It's more of that sponsorship or endorsement that we've talked about that triggers the approval. So right now you don't have a logo, but using the logo of the county with the name, Human Relations Commission, and or if you had a logo, those kinds of things trigger additional approvals. So if you limit it to just attending, that's there's no issue with that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sarah, for giving us that summary on how the process works. And Renee, thank you for backing all of that up. And I think it's time for a vote. Would somebody like to make a motion for us?
I think we have a motion, but I don't know that we have a second. I think Dorothy made the motion. Dorothy made the motion.
Oh, Dorothy.
We're looking for a second.
Second.
I think Amy seconded.
Okay.
So now we're ready for a vote.
Now ready for a vote.
Okay. Commissioner Briceño?
Yes.
Commissioner Buck?
Yes.
Commissioner Duran? Commissioner Faruqi?
Yes.
Commissioner Kent?
Yes.
Commissioner Leach?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner Matsuba?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Neill?
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg?
And
Commissioner Wang? Okay, it passes.
All right, thank you. I think I was just kind of in a hurry because of our last meeting, and I don't want to lose people, and I just we need to get this vote. But thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
So if I could real quick, Chair.
Yes.
I just want to let you know what next steps are. So we'll take the information and we'll run it through the county process. We are going to try to use the expedited process that Sarah outlined that may or may not be an option to us. What we heard in the original meeting when this topic was discussed was that Supervisor Doe is participating. So we are going to try to reach out to Supervisor Doe and see if he can put it on the agenda for the very next meeting. He has a lot more authority than the departments when it comes to those things. So if that's possible, we may be able to get this expedited. If not, we'll have to go through the regular county process. And I don't anticipate that happening before August 30th. We can try to push and we can go on as a supplemental, but I'll have to keep you guys posted what the, you know, what the process is and the timeline associated. We're very hopeful that Supervisor Doe will agree. So as soon as I hear, how we'll proceed, I will let the group know. Just remember when I send the email out or I have Jenna send on my behalf, don't respond to the entire email chain, because again, that could be considered a violation of the Brown Act. So just the information is for your information. There's no need to respond unless, you know, we need to call a special meeting to discuss something further, but I don't anticipate that.
Okay.
Thank you, Renee.
All right. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, right. Good to see y'all.
Wait, one question or one point, if you don't mind, a point of personal privilege right quick. The bylaws, we were very, very happy to hear that the board had passed them. And as a point of personal privilege, I would, as the new kid on the block of that ad hoc, I would like to ask the commission to please thank Renee and Jenna, and Rabbi Rick is not here today, but that was an astounding amount of work and an astounding amount of results that we came up with.
Yeah.
And Renee and Jenna have been our guides through all of this. And I think we owe them a round of applause.
Thank you so much. Yes. Oh, that was a lot of work. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Commissioner Leach and the rest of the commission. I mean, that's very thoughtful of you, but we couldn't have done it without you and all of your support and input. So it was a long process. COVID came into it, but I think actually it ended up being a good thing because we were able to add some additional items to the bylaw changes that had been kind of sitting for a while. So I think we're in good shape. At the next meeting, we'll go over kind of the, you know, an update on those revisions just to make sure everybody's on board. But as you all know, one of the biggest things was to be able to get you in a position where you could release a statement immediately. And we were successful. We were also successful in moving the location of the meeting so you guys won't have to pay for parking and deal with the headache of the construction and things that are going on in the Civic Center right now. So we have a lot of flexibility. So look forward to when we meet in person, kind of working out those details.
Cool.
Take care.
Great. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.